You've seen them, those clusters of tents around Seattle. The city is considering giving more protections to the people living in those unauthorized homeless camps. Josh Feit is politics editor at Seattle Met and editor of the Met's politics blog, Publicola. He told me this legislation would make some big changes, including giving campers more warning before they're kicked out.
They'd have to give 30-day notice instead of 72 hours notice. They'd have to find housing for people to move them. They'd also have to provide an alternate site. If it's an unsafe or hazardous site, it's a shorter warning period, but they'd have to provide access to bathrooms. They'd have to give the residents of the homeless encampment an opportunity to fix what was unsafe about it, and they'd also have to find a nearby site.
Remind us what led to this. Why do proponents say the city needs to change the way it clears out encampments like this?
Look, there's just a lot of controversy about what are known as sweeps. I think we all saw the Seattle Times article that showed that it was just upending people's lives, separating them from their belongings. And I think the proponent's essential argument is that the current policy is simply chasing homeless people from spot to spot and actually exacerbating the public safety problem that the opponents of this council legislation cite.
Yes, we have a little audio from the city council meeting. This is Susan Russell supporting this legislation. She has been homeless on Seattle streets, and she said it's rough on everybody when you've got nowhere to go to the bathroom, nowhere to put your trash, but you can't just chase people away.
People are not garbage. They should not be swept. We need a safety net, okay? Tent encampments are a safety net. They cannot be swept. When you sweep people from one place to the next, that puts them behind and they cannot get their services. It puts them backwards.
That's a great summary of the proponents of this new legislation, their argument. And their poster, the placard they had at the hearing yesterday was sweep trash, not people. And essentially getting down to the kind of civil rights aspect of homeless people, that homeless people are people. And this sort of attempt to marginalize them more again exacerbates the problem of homelessness without getting to the root causes. And I think the clip you just played made that clear, that they feel that there are root causes and that's what needs to be addressed instead of just sweeping homeless people from spot to spot.
This city council meeting was, you described it as raucous. This is Jennifer telling city council members that they would be crazy to put these new rules into effect.
Since when did the city of Seattle become a maid service? We have laws in place to ensure clean spaces for all citizens of Seattle. However, those squatting outside seem to be exempt from those laws. If you all allow this legislation as it is written to become an ordinance, it will confirm that you all as a collective body have lost your minds.
So dramatic stuff. You know, the point that the opponents of this legislation are making is that's, and Tim Burgess, who was the lone council member to vote against it, seconded this from the dais, that they're somehow going to establish a right in the city to camp wherever you want. You know, that aspect of it isn't true. The proposed legislation, which comes from the ACLU and Columbia Legal Services and Seattle King County Coalition on Homelessness, does identify spots that if they're unsafe, unsuitable, which means that they are designated for public uses, that no, people do not have an absolute right to be there and the city can remove them. I would say additionally this issue of crime, I mean, crimes are illegal, correct? And so the city already has the power to stop people from committing crimes. However, there is a concern amongst people, groups who, you know, feel that they're if the city's hands are tied, and some of the city directors have sent a letter saying they think this will make it too cumbersome to remove some hazardous sites, that there will be a public safety concern. So that's the other side of the issue.
We expect people to disagree about a difficult issue. Was it just that, or Josh, are you detecting a real escalating tension in this town?
You know, this issue has obviously touched into a lot of other issues about explosive growth in this city and housing affordability or unaffordability. And so, yes, I think the city is really at loggerheads about what to do about growth, what to do about homelessness, how to deal with this tragedy. And what you saw yesterday, both sides, very animated. The folks who are upset that they felt the city's hands are being tied feel like they're being confronted with crime. And then the proponents of this legislation really kind of see it as a civil rights issue for homeless people, and they get very upset that the council is kind of marginalizing, oppressing homeless people, making the problem worse. I do think some of the best testimony came yesterday from a longtime public defender, Lisa Dogard, who when she gave her testimony, stood up, she held a sign from the opponents and a sign from the proponents. Together, and they literally overlapped as she held them, and she described that, look, you're creating a false dichotomy by pitting these two issues against each other. They go hand in hand, and she made the point again that the sweeps actually exacerbate the public safety issue.
That's Josh Feit, politics editor at Seattle Met and editor of the Met's politics blog, Publicola. Feit told me he's going to be watching to see whether the legislation stays as it is or whether the city council waters it down to please the mayor's office. We'll keep following all of this for you right here on KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information.